Hey guys, so today we're talking about how to make your first 3K online as a coach or a service provider. I find that people struggle a lot to get the first win. And what I wanted to do today was just to help you. Actually, I had a client, funny enough, who had been online. She's a six-figure earner in her corporate job. She came online and was doing all the things, right? You're posting online, you're trying to give out lead magnets and you're trying to get people's attention, right? And you're wondering why is nothing sticking? I tell you no word of a lie. We were working before I met her. She had been online for about 6 years. I think it's seven. Don't quote me, but around 6 or 7 years until she joined the program. And finally, as she joined the program, she got her win and she signed her first 3K client. So I'm sharing this really to help those that are struggling and those that need a bit of support to get that first win, because I know how it feels when you get that first win. It is a game changer, right? So I hope this video blesses you. Stay tuned.
Hey friends, if you want to stand out and grow a highly successful online business using your God-given gifts and expertise, you are in the right place. Tired of constantly posting on social media with little or no financial return? That's not God's plan for you. His word teaches how to simplify and streamline so you can have the abundant life that you were called to. Hey there, I'm Bukkie Okoa, Kingdom Business Coach and online marketing and sales strategist who has used biblical principles to create multiple six figures and a business that I absolutely love using my gifts and talents. Interested in doing that too? Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink as you learn how to create your abundant life and business on purpose, for purpose, with God's word at the center. Let's get to it.
Hey guys, I am Bukkie Okoa. In case you didn't know, I am a kingdom-minded coach, helping kingdom-minded women to really get their first $5,000 to $10,000 a month consistently, and to use their expertise or their greatness, and to share it with more people so they can create more impact, create wealth, and to really have the abundant life that the Lord has told us we can have. So this video is going to be sharing you practical steps on how to get your first 3K client, but also I'm going to be sharing you some biblical insights on it because that's what I'm about, right? So that's what you're going to find from me here in this channel. If you like what you hear, if it helps you, if it blesses you, then make sure you subscribe, share it with other people so that they can hear, and hit that bell so that you won't miss my next video. Right, let's get down to the detail of what you're going to actually learn today. We're going to learn how do you, if you are a coach, you are a service provider and you want to sell high ticket from that. So let's just start from there. So if you want to obviously sign, make 3K, for example, you only need two clients really to do that. And I'm going to share with you. Now, here's the thing. The online world is changing, and the online world is changing. That means that you have to be more savvy. You have to have more understanding about the marketplace that you are in. Let's say, I mean, I only really started getting paid for my services online, probably about 3 years ago. And before that, I had my own business, and I was doing bricks and mortar business for the past 10 years. And actually, only like in 2019, when God called me online, and the following year where I started to actually make money online properly, is where I started. So I'm not that old in the game, and I do know, though, I've been watching the online space for a long time before that, and I was like, you know what, I want to start doing something online. And what happens when you come online and you think it's like this kind of easy thing where you come online and you just make money because everyone good market well I say good I say marketers that are good at marketing but not necessarily good at delivering will come online and share with you some things and make you feel like it's an easy route. It used to be an easy route to do this, but I want to come with integrity. I want to come in and show you the real deal about how to go about being online if you're serious. Now, there is huge potential online. I would definitely still come online if you're thinking about becoming a coach or offering services online. I would definitely still do it now. The industry is still booming. There is so much space for you, but you've got to do it the right way. So I'm here to share with you some principles and some practices that you want to do consistently that will help you land your next client and make your first or next 3K in this month coming, maybe, right? So let's do it. Okay, so what you have to do, number one, the first thing is you have to get clear on your offer. Okay. You have to, your offer, when I say an offer, what that means is a coaching program or a service that is packaged up, put together in a way that is enticing, that is attractive to your dream client avatar. Your dream client avatar is that person profile of an individual, right? One person that is the best fit to go through your program. Now, when you have been able to communicate the value that you offer to that person, and you've done it in a way whereby the price they're paying is like much less than the value they're getting, it is what we call a no-brainer offer, okay? An irresistible offer, a no-brainer offer. So we're not saying to charge low, we're just trying to say to you that you must package your upper way in a way that is irresistible. So first, have an offer. Number two, make it irresistible. How do you make it irresistible? Well, you make it irresistible by communicating the value. And how do you communicate the value? Well, by understanding what is valuable to them. I will give you an example. So as an example, right? Let me use myself as an example first. I'm a Christian. I coach Christian women. Why do I coach Christian women? Well, because I understand what values Christian women have when it comes to general, like believing God, right? And believing in what the Bible says, because I understand the Bible and I get insight from the Bible myself. I find insight from the Bible valuable to me because I see it as something that I esteem. I esteem God's word. I esteem it as high. And so in like mind, someone who I'm serving, I know esteems it in like mind as well. So because of that, that's who I am. So here's another tip. It's good to serve people that you like serving, right? I like reading the Bible. And so therefore, because of that reason, I would also want to attract the same people. Now, can you be a non-Christian and use my services? Of course you can, but you have to understand that I'm going to refer to the Bible to teach because that's what I know and what has helped me in my journey. So because I understand what values my ideal client has, I'm going to share insight from there. And it doesn't stop there. Also, I understand my ideal client, the one that I want to attract, cares about creating wealth. So my ideal client cares about creating a legacy, building a legacy for their children, their children's children, and that's what they want to pursue. Not every Christian cares about that. Some Christian couldn't care less about building a legacy. Some Christians couldn't care less about making 2K a month, let alone 5K a month, let alone 100K a month. Some Christians just don't care about those things. So I am not trying to attract you. So you're not my ideal client. Does that make sense? So you have to understand what is your ideal client care about. As a business owner, I want to attract those that want to create a substantial amount of income so I can help you. So I would make sure that my messaging and my communication is really focused on that person. I hope that makes sense. Now, so first things first is I'll tell you why as well, your offer and it is important as well as it being irresistible is important because your communication, i.e. your messaging, what you say online is in direct relation to what you want to sell online. So imagine I'm talking about like just Bible scriptures and I have no reference to creating wealth, no reference to building a business, no reference to anything to do with building a business, but I'm talking about scriptures, right? Now, yes, my ideal client cares about those things, but I'm not going to get a sale because I'm not going to be able to communicate the value that I offer based on what it is that I do. So what you have to make sure that you're always doing is that you understand your communication, your messaging, your post online for a clarity, what you post online must be directly related to what it is you are offering. And I have a whole new video about content that converts another time, but let's continue because these are the key points. Number one, so you want to get clear on your offer. Number two, you want to have an irresistible price. Now, pricing. I serve many Christian women and I speak to quite a few Christian women online. And I know that pricing is a thing. Now, how do you price your offer? Or even then, should I price a high ticket offer if I'm also including Bible scriptures or Bible references? Is that right to do so? Quickly here, I'm going to divert to the Bible and I want to share with you a scripture about pricing, about selling your value, okay? Here it is. We are going to go together to Proverbs 11, verse 26. Now, Proverbs 11, verse 26 says this, and I'm reading from the King James Version, so you can write that down as well. It says this, "He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessings shall be upon the head of him that selleth it, not give it away, that selleth it. So here the Bible clearly says that those, if you have something of value, in this case it's corn, right? If you withhold it, your people shall curse you. But if you bless people and you sell the corn that you have, guess what? It is a blessing on your head if you sell the corn that you have. Now, obviously, you're not selling corn, but you're selling information, value, transformation, and that it should be sold. Another example, let's look at Solomon, right? Solomon, and I have to reference the scriptures below, but Solomon also, part of what he did was he asked God for wisdom. God gave him wisdom, and in his giving wisdom, he gave it to the people in exchange for goods. So he exchanged his wisdom, he exchanged his knowledge for tangible assets, tangible goods that would be valuable, tangible, valuable assets, gold and myrrh and all the things. So let's talk about Joseph as well. Joseph did the same thing, right? He was able to store up the food before the famine came. When the famine now hit, he did not give it away for free. He said, "What do you have?" And he exchanged what the food he had stored for money. So he didn't give it away free. So I want you to understand here that you need to price at the right level. Now, how do you price? If you are a coach exchanging time, my personal recommendation is if you are charging at least one-to-one, the minimum should be $1,500 a month. Okay, 1,500 for a 12-week program. Okay, so if you do, I wouldn't recommend you doing one-to-one, 1 hour coaching sessions. Do a transformation. So here is the key. Number one, if you are a coach that got certified and you want to charge for an hour for your services, I recommend not doing that. Why? Because what can someone get transformation on in an hour? Yes, of course, you can make some quick wins and all that kind of stuff, but you really want to get someone transformation through a period of time, and you want to market that for a period of time, you get a transformation. So that's the best way to price your services, in doing it over a period of time. And I recommend at minimum 12 weeks or 8 weeks at the minimum, or you can do 6 weeks, if 6 weeks as well, if what you're doing, you know, doesn't require that longer length of a time. So 6 weeks, I'd say at the absolute minimum, 8 is okay, and 12 is recommended at the minimum, right? So in terms of a transformation. So number two is have an irresistible price. Now it depends on you. I would start for one-to-one coaching at that level, but it's up to you, obviously. Do your market research and look at your market and see where you want to place yourself and your confidence. And there's so many, I will do another video if you want me to about pricing. Okay. So let's just park pricing there. That's number two. Number three. Okay. Choose one platform to focus on. Too many people are on every single platform under the sun. You are on Twitter. You are on TikTok. You are on Instagram. You're on Facebook. You're on LinkedIn. You're on Threads now. Come on, stop. You will confuse yourself. You need to focus on one platform. Why? Because you need to build an audience of people on a particular platform. And it takes time. And if you're starting out, doing all the things will not serve you. So I want to recommend to you, and this is what I've done, have a primary platform, and then you can have a secondary platform where you still show up, but it's not your main platform. My main platform is Facebook. And I'll do another video about why that is. My secondary platform is kind of Instagram, but not really anymore. It more is here on YouTube. But what I would say is that you would focus your efforts and your energy growing an audience in one particular place first. Okay. Number four, set up your profile so that it is clear. Set up your profile so that it is clear. And when people come to your profile, they know exactly what it is that you do. I coach many women, and when I do so and I go to their profile, it's like, I don't know what you do. I couldn't tell what you do from what going on to your feed. Why would I want to connect with you? Why would I want to associate with you if I have no clue what you do and if you can help me do what I need, right? So already you're not helping yourself by not putting a good profile. So we teach different ways of having a good profile. So you might want to say, I help client avatar do this instant result so that they can have this big result. There's a way you can do it. Or you could say, I help this client avatar. So I help For example, maybe I help, let's just say, I help Christian entrepreneurs to gain more confidence so that they can close more sales in 90 days, right? So that is a good, clear, concise statement that shows what you are doing. So make sure your profile is updated with a really clear statement that can make sure when people come to your profile, they know how you can help them. Okay. Number five, give value. Someone say it in the comments below. Give value. Now, you can never ever overgive on value. This is where I am quite different to a lot of coaches online because some would say, oh, only give a little bit, don't give too much away. And I would say, no, if you are starting out, you want to give everything away. Give, but give it in, obviously, give it in drips and give it in drabs and give it in sections, but give. Let me back that up with the Bible, y'all. Bibles, Bibles, Bibles. Okay, it says this. In the same chapter that we were reading, it says it's in verse 24, it says this. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Let me give you to another version quickly. Let me just quickly go to this. That's KJV version, but I'll explain it so you can really get the key juice out of this scripture. And I'm going to go dive to the NKJV. Not much difference, but 11, Proverbs 11, verse 24. Let's go. There is one who scatters yet increases more, and there is one with who withholds more than is right. Like that's what I want to get to, but it leads to poverty. When you withhold more than is right, how will someone know that you are an expert? If you show up only quoting scriptures and don't share your expertise about how you can help them, how will someone know that you can help them? Especially if you don't have any testimonials, if you haven't helped somebody before for a complete transformation, how will someone know that you are indeed a transformation coach, or you are indeed a great designer, or you are indeed a great health coach? How will someone know? So you have to give tongue in the beginning, especially in the beginning. Don't hold back in the beginning. Focus on helping as many people as possible get results. Let me give you something that I did in my journey. Starting out, however long it was in 2019, actually, before I started getting paying clients, what I would do is on Instagram, I started on Instagram and I moved over to Facebook over the time. But on Instagram, what I would do is I would see people's profiles and I'd be like, you're saying maybe you're a health coach, and the way you say that, it just there has no clue and it doesn't resonate with your page. So I would reach out and say, hey, how are you doing? And I would let them say who I am and what I do. And so I noticed that your profile doesn't really clearly state what you actually do. Would you like some help with that? Would you like some help with that? And it's a permission. They can respond, or they can say yes, they can say no. Most times they will say yes. And then I would basically help them out with it to some degree. I'll give them a really simple, basic kind of tips on what to do, but it would help them. And guess what? They want to find out more how I can help them. And by doing that, that is literally how I landed my first client. So the Bible has the answers to everything in life. Proverbs 11, 24 will help you grow your business. All right. Give value, and especially if you are starting out, do not hold back. Now, there are ways to do it with wisdom, and I'm going to teach you that in another training. But just so you know, give value. Don't give everything away, but give it in wisdom. Give tips on at least some kind of small transformations, right? That will help them to at least get some kind of win before you helping them with the whole thing that you do. Don't give the whole program at one go, obviously not, but you want to give good value. At least they will say, wow, I got a lot from that video. Wow them with your content, okay? Not bore them, right? Number six, I believe I'm on. Go fishing for your audience. Where most people get it wrong is that they stay on their same profile on Instagram, on their same profile on Facebook, and they do not go look for more people. You need to grow your audience. Please comment in the comment section and say, grow my audience. You're not growing, you're not going to make money. Here's some stats for you. It's roughly about 1 to 3% of people who are ready to buy in your existing audience. What does that mean? So if you have 100 people Well, so 100 engaged people, that's another thing. 100 engaged people on your profile, only 1 to 3 are ready and able to buy. So imagine you have 1,000 and they're not all engaged. You have 1,000 followers and they're not even engaged with what your content is. So it's out of the engaged numbers that you have about 1 to 3 people that are ready to buy at that point, right? So guess what? If you only have 100 people in your audience and you don't grow it anymore, well, the math speaks for itself. You're not going to sign any clients. You have to be growing the audience. Now, growing not random audience, but you need to grow an audience of what? Of your ideal client, all right? So if you are serving Christian women, entrepreneurs, right? Don't just go and grow an audience of Christian women entrepreneurs if you are particularly serving, I don't know, women who are coaches maybe. And you go and grow your audience of people who are selling products and selling all manner of things, and you don't focus in on the coaches. Or for example, maybe you are helping mothers, right? Mothers over 40 to get a transformation, right? Don't go and just go and grow an audience of just women. You have to really understand who it is you are trying to attract. This is the key. This is the key. You have to match your offer with your avatar. That is what is going to help you to sign clients. Match your offer with your avatar. Okay. Now, number eight. Sorry, number seven. My mistake. Number seven. Now, make more offers to the growing audience. Okay. Make more offers. You want to offer. Now, here's the thing. Not just offer your services. You can offer that, but offer conversations. Here's the other key for you. Conversations lead to cash. The more conversations that you have, the more money you will make. I'll say that again in case you didn't hear me. The more conversations that you make, the more cash you will make. Okay. Conversations lead to cash. So, for those of you that are not getting people on the phones or having conversations, you need to increase that and up your game and literally be doing that on a very consistent basis. That is what's going to do it for you. Having more calls will lead to closing clients. All right. Put it in the comments. Conversation leads to cash. Right. Next up, we are on the number eight. Right. So I said, make more offers for calls, but also have more conversations. Okay. Have more conversations and have more calls. I think I said that already. Sorry. Number nine, offer your services. So if you have them on the call, so you're having more offers for calls, you're having more conversations, and now what you want to do, you want to offer your services or offer the next step. Offer. If I was to ask you, how many times a week are you offering your services or you're offering at least something in your business, what would the number be? And I want to bet you that the number is less than five, right? So you're less than one a day. And that is the reason why you're not signing clients, because you're not offering your services enough, right? Some of you may not even know what your offer actually is. And that's another reason why you're not signing clients, because you don't know what the offer is. You can't communicate it clearly. You're stuck. There's no clarity. And that's the reason why you're not signing clients. So that's what you need to do, right? So number 10 is get feedback. Whether the answer is yes or no to that offer you've given them, find out why. Get feedback, because that will help you to improve for the next time you are offering something, right? Or for the next time you have a conversation. Conversations lead to cash, all right? So this is how you do it. Now, if you would like to get clear on your offer, because the offer is everything, there'll be a link in this video for you to sign up on the wait list for our next intensive that will help you do exactly that, right? So if you are not clear on what you offer, you are not sure how to communicate what is it that you do, there's a link below that will say the signature offer and messaging intensive. Sign up there on the wait list, and when we release the next one, you will get clarity on how to do that. All right, so that's there for you. Now, finally, the bonus, the creme de la creme. Well, how do I make 3K? Well, the bonus of this is simple. It's maths. It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. This is it. So here you have stats that I have measured and know that work for lots of clients that I've already helped. So ideally, for every 10 offers you make on a call, you should sign at least one, at least, sorry, at least three clients. So it depends, obviously, how experienced you are. It depends on how well you are on the phone. It depends if you've got the right client on the right person on the phone. That's why following these steps will really help you. But as long as you've got followed what I've shared with you in the way I've shared it with you, then you will more than likely sign three clients by having 10 conversations. Now, the challenge is getting those 10 conversations, right? So get busy getting those conversations in your diary, okay? So the more times you offer will be the more times you will close. Now, if you do the math, if you did two out of every 10 and you charge $1,500 for your services, guess what? 1,500 times two, you just made $3,000, okay? So I hope this has helped you. Let me know in the comment section where you are stuck the most or what area you need more help on. And if there's enough people that comment, I will make a video on that exact point as well. Okay. Hope that has helped you. And if you have not subscribed yet, please do subscribe, share with people that need this help. And I will see you in the next video. Cheers. See you later.
Hey friends, I hope you loved today's episode and have taken something practical away to apply today. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with somebody else who needs a breakthrough in this area? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you would take 30 seconds to leave a review for the show on Apple Podcasts. Lastly, come along and watch my free training where I'll teach you the exact systems I use online to land at least three high-paying clients in 30 days or less. Watch right now at bookieekoa.com. I'll see you on the other side. God's blessings. Take care.